T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi.
What up?
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right, so this is us ending after season 6.
Why?
Because they said from the start, the two writers of This Is Us said from the start they knew where it was going to end and how it was going to end, and they've gotten really good at keeping secrets, and they know exactly how they want to wrap it up, and they want it to be elegant and satisfying. They want people to want more, not less.
Yeah.
And they want you to finish the season feeling fulfilled. So
yeah,
they will be ending after season 6 as of right now.
Question. A lot of stuff to wrap up. Yes.
Riggs, didn't you say a minute ago that they're on season 3?
Yeah, they're
now
on season 3, so they're already,
so
they're already
three
going
more.
Three more seasons.
Four, five,
so.
Six.
Well, what if they're the most successful seasons ever? They got to keep going, right? You can't just...
Not if they already have it done. I think
not
if you
if
already
you
have...
can overdo it.
If they have it written to a point, because this show, there's so many unanswered questions. Like, at the end of every episode, there's like 4 or 5 different things that you can uncover. If it's the Kate having her baby and the in vitro fertilization that they're doing, which, by the way, I don't understand how Kate and Toby can afford to live the lifestyle that they live. Because in vitro is expensive, man, but they've got a nice
house.
Have you
heard of credit cards?
Yeah, I guess.
How do you think a lot of rich people live?
You can just charge that ish, man. Yeah.
Well, of course you can.
If you got the credit line, they'll take it.
Well, then you've got Randall Pearson, who's played by Sterling K. Brown. He's got this whole thing where he's now elected into this new position in Philadelphia. Then you've got Kevin, and he's trying to reconnect with the uncle. And then you're still going back in time. There's so much forward and backwards time travel.
Look,
with it too. That
the writer said when they wrote This Is Us, where they started the show, they knew how it was going to end up. They knew where it was going, and they knew. I mean, think about it. It's your idea.
True.
You're coming up with a story in your mind.
Yeah. So This Is Us isn't based on a book or anything else?
No, I don't think so.
No,
okay.
Just,
is that a series that's a hit?
I just always assume, because a lot of the big things are based on a book or some
like
other
The Walking
previous...
Dead or things like that, or the Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Thank God you said that, because I'm thinking, what else is based on a book that's huge? So thank you.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Those are two big ones, yeah.
The Real Housewives total.
Right? I read that book in high school growing up.
Right?
So there you go. This Is Us. You only get 3 more seasons, and they're going to probably wrap it up.
Oh, I'm glad it's still on. What the hell's going to happen with Nikki? Kevin and Nikki, they got to have a relationship together. Sorry. I'm really into that show.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
More good news. Can I start real quick?
Yeah, for sure.
My good news came in the mail yesterday. Do you remember these books, these scary story books? Did you ever read these or see these growing up? They're like,
I know, I hate scary stuff.
I know you do, Allie.
I love scary stuff, but I've never read those.
Because they're making a movie about them later this year, and I saw the preview for it, and it reminded me of it, and how much I love these books, scary stories. I'll put a picture on our Instagram.
So wait, you ordered the books?
I ordered them, yes, because I didn't have them.
To read them?
Yes, to read them, of course. To revisit them and read them. What's wrong with that?
It's about our...
Are they...
Nothing, it's your good news. I'll tell you when we're in bad news segment.
Okay. Oh, I rig it. Rip on me
You're
for...
You're hoarding, dude. You're ordering books. Nobody orders books anymore.
I just did.
You
couldn't get,
and
I
your
couldn't
wife
find
with
them.
The ordering crap you don't need. You don't need a copy of that book, dude.
Allie?
Get online and read it.
Allie, I'm going...
I was
going
to wait for the bad news.
I can't read it online. I couldn't find it online. They didn't have like a digital version of it, so I had to order the physical copy of it.
This is the epitome of the crap you and your wife order online that you become hoarders
but
with.
But then
this
I'm
going
to donate it to the library afterwards so
no,
other kids
not.
Can read it, and that's my good news. I switched it around. On you.
I have a question about those
yes,
books.
Yes, Gibbons, yes.
What age group are they designed for?
Like teenagers.
Okay.
They were like the Goosebumps books.
Oh, but for teens?
Yes.
Okay,
it was
for
like
a little
when
older.
Goosebumps books were big, this was like an offshoot of them. This was like another guy, Alvin Schwartz or whatever his name was. It was like another offshoot of those. They were the Scholastic books, and I bought them from the book club and everything. But I didn't have them anymore, and I wanted to buy them, so I got them.
Oh, you're funny.
That's my good news.
I wanted to buy them, so I bought them.
What the hell?
I mean, I wish my life rolled like that.
Oh, you're funny.
Half damn right. That's Riggs' life. That's how I roll. What's your good news, Allie?
My good news is I don't have the money to buy everything I want. However, last night I got to go to What Men Want, the screening.
How was it?
It was great. It's hysterical. Yeah. I mean, it's totally predictable because we know the story about when it's like a, you know, basically flipped a remake, you know.
She thinks it's great
what
and doesn't,
want,
and then realizes she doesn't really want it. Is that what happens?
No, she can read men's minds. She's a sports agent, yeah. Taraji P. Henson. Mm-hmm.
Sure.
And she's a sports agent who wants to be partner, but she works with all dudes. But she can start reading dudes. She's got a lot of masculine energy, but she can't connect with dudes.
Yeah.
So was every dude's thought that she read about...
It's not my fault you're all douches.
It's true. But no, were her thought, were all the guys thought she was reading, all just guys wanting to sleep with her?
No.
Oh, then this movie wasn't accurate?
No, I mean, it was even like the guy thought she sucked in bed when they were having sex together. She was oblivious how bad she was in bed until she had, you know, she could hear a guy thinking it.
That's funny.
So it actually ended up, well, that's the thing. If people would say what they think, we'd all be a lot smoother in life. But instead, this whole time, when she could actually hear what they're thinking, it's nothing what you think they're thinking.
Very true.
Nothing.
Yeah.
So you're going about life with this person, having no clue what they're really thinking, yet they're your partner in life, right? It's crazy when you put it in hindsight like that.
Will you spoil it for me when we get off the air, because I want to hear how it ends. Will you do that?
You know how it ends. Come on, really?
I could probably predict it, but I want to do it after we get off the air.
It's a romantic comedy. Yes. It's a remake. You know how it ends.
Come on, man.
They always end up with a dude. They always get the job they wanted.
The lesson is learned.
It's the same predictable romantic comedy.
And then she can read men's minds at the end, and all they're thinking are great happy. No, that's not how it is.
But Erykah Badu is the one who puts the curse on her. It's pretty damn funny.
That's hilarious.
She's got a big part in it, yeah.
Oh, Gibbons, what's your good news?
My good news.
Oh, and Pete Davidson's in it. Has a pretty decent part in it.
Oh, really?
Side note, sorry.
Oh, nice. How come they didn't promote that at all throughout the entire...
Yeah, was it a small part? Was it big?
I guess you'll have to
see it yourself.
You gotta see it. I don't want to... Yes and no.
Gibbons, what's your good news?
After like 5 days of just having a super craving... I finally had meatloaf for dinner last night. Nice. I've been, intern Jack brought in a meatloaf sandwich on Monday.
Don't make me hungry.
And since then, all I've wanted was meatloaf, and I finally had it last night, and it was delicious.
Did you make it in the crock pot like you said you were going to?
I was going to, dude, but I got it from Pick and Save for $5.99. It would have cost me like $20 to make.
You didn't make it yourself?
Wait, it wouldn't cost you $20 to make meatloaf?
When you gotta buy the meat, which is gonna be like $6-$7, the accoutrement.
No, you're supposed to have that in your cabinet, You don't have breadcrumbs and things? Oh, God, he doesn't have breadcrumbs now.
Breadcrumbs, eggs, meat.
Takes like three things. Spices, breadcrumbs, and eggs.
Yeah, but you have to... hold on. Going based on simply what I know from life, which is my grandmom's recipe, you have to put like diced up green peppers and stuff.
What the hell's wrong with you, dude? No, you don't have to do anything.
Meatloaf is like a canvas. You can do with it what you want.
When you go to a restaurant and get green peppers in your meatloaf? Think about it.
When you go to Papu's house, you get green peppers in your meatloaf.
Damn right,
Papu. Damn it, it's the best meatloaf of all time. And if I'm going to make my own meatloaf, I'm going to do it the right way.
Hey, Mom, but you're not.
Or I'm just going to get it from Pick and Save for $5.
Meatloaf!
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie rewind, you know, in case you missed it the first time.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. So yesterday, I don't know if you saw the funeral procession for the fallen Milwaukee police officer, Matthew Rittner.
Yes.
Yesterday. I was driving over right over 94 as it was going by. It was really cool to see. There was just this line of cop cars going down 94 taking him to the funeral home in Brookfield. So
did you just happen yesterday. To stumble upon that? Or did you...
Yeah, I was driving back from Mayfair Mall and I happened to be going over and the on-ramps were closed to 94 westbound because they didn't want people even going on there.
True.
All the ramps were closed by different... Bumps. They had all these different fire trucks and everything from around the city. There was a North Shore Fire Department fire truck in Wauwatosa.
On the overpass?
Right on the overpass. Wow. Yeah, so they had everybody was out paying their respects. People were out there too, but that was yesterday. And that kind of, not to say that it didn't deserve the attention that it did because it was a police officer, but there was also a public worker that was killed Friday after the police officer last week.
He was filling a pothole.
Yes.
And it was like morning, like rush hour. It was like 7 a.m. And somebody like came up and just hit from behind and he got killed. He got pushed into the truck.
Yeah.
Yep.
And the person left the car.
Yeah. His name was Brian Rodriguez. He was just filling potholes, like you said. And the guy fled the scene. There's a woman that was in the car that they have in custody now, but they still haven't found the same the week. So it's a sad day for Milwaukee in general.
Very much so.
Sorry to report sad news on Valentine's Day, but
it's Valentine's Day.
I know, right? See?
Allie, you just wait till we bring in the male strippers and you're going to realize it's Valentine's Day.
Yes, they're coming.
Yeah, they're me and Riggs, but still.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right, so Jussie Smollett, we were talking about this, you know, one of the stars of Empire. He is pissed that some people don't believe he got attacked in Chicago. I mean, this is pretty classic.
Hold on. People think
he made it up.
That he made it up.
Where people always do that when racial cruel and hate crimes happen. They always are like, think of all the things people think are fake in the world. They think Sandy Hook is fake. There are people out there that think it's fake.
They think the Parkland shooting, which by the way, today's the anniversary. People thought that was fake as well.
There's,
you know,
video.
I think about a first grade class getting shot up, and I'm like, how do you have a theory that that was fake?
Well, because people are idiots. But there's video of the guy walking in his lobby of his apartment building with a noose around his neck, and people think he made that up.
Yeah. So he got attacked on the street in Chicago after he flew back in. Like I said, he's one of the stars of Empire. And
just leaving a subway or something.
Yeah, they were shouting, you know, racial slurs. They were shouting homophobic slurs. And they were completely covered because it's what cowards do when you beat someone up.
Yep.
You're real tough. You're gonna call someone homophobic and racist names with a mask on, tough guy. Real tough.
That's what the KKK did too, remember?
They cover their faces. You know what that is? That's fear.
Yep.
I'm afraid of you.
Yeah.
That's why I'm coming for you. And that's why I'm hiding, because I'm afraid of you.
Yep. And that's why I have five of my friends.
And that's why I think you shouldn't be here and should be all white people, because I'm afraid of you.
Yeah.
And so there's no other explanation. I'm sorry.
And Jussie Smollett had something to say about it.
Yeah.
He was talking to Robin Roberts. I'm pissed off. Yeah.
Is it the attackers?
It's the attackers, but it's also the attacks. You know, at first it was a thing of like, listen, if I tell the truth, then that's it, because it's the truth. Then it became a thing of like, oh, how can you doubt that? Like, how do you not believe that? It's the truth. And then it became a thing of like, oh, it's not necessarily that you don't believe that this is the truth. You don't even want to see the truth.
Right. Yeah, that's deep.
Yeah.
It's about just wanting to be like, that doesn't happen.
There's no racism
anymore.
That's
made up for politics, you know. Nobody's getting beat up on the street. Yeah, people are getting beat up on the street while the N-word's being shouted on in the middle of Chicago.
Yeah.
What does that tell you about how far we aren't?
How far we aren't.
Just saying.
He said that he's seen the pictures of him, and but there's still the investigation is stalling because they don't have enough evidence to find these guys. So it's kind of dragging along.
That really pisses me off.
Yeah.
But I'm glad that he's speaking out about it and still keeping on top of people's heels about it, saying this is still happening. It's still a problem with people.
People do that every day. Colin Kaepernick does that, and people get mad. I mean, you can't win, dude. That's what Jussie's saying.
Yeah.
And speaking of Empire, because he's on Empire, I saw What Men Want last night with Taraji P. Henson.
Oh. Yeah.
She's a riot.
She's a great one.
Yeah. Yes.
So Jussie Smollett speaking out. We hope it gets better soon. Soon.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Ever realize you've been doing something the wrong way your whole life? It's 103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. I feel like I've been opening cans the wrong way my entire life.
Okay.
And my mind was blown by a video that I saw on my Facebook page, so that's why I brought in three cans for all of us this morning.
Okay.
We'll start with Allie. Allie, here's my can opener. Yeah. You've used one of these before, right?
Yeah, but you know, it's funny. I grew up with an electric one.
Me too.
So when I became an adult and like my electric one broke, I didn't know how to use one of these.
Oh, the handheld ones.
I know now, though.
So I would like to see how you open it. If you put it on the side or if you... Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm like, I put it like this, right?
Right.
Yeah, you put it in and then... Sorry, I should be sure. And then you twist.
She puts it on the side and she twists.
I put it the way it's supposed to go with the cutter around the rim.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you need more or do you
No,
want
that's fine
down?
Right there. I just wanted to see your technique.
Finish,
that's fine. You don't need to finish because you're going to get tomato sauce everywhere.
I don't care. I have little
Gibbons
that love spaghetti.
Okay. Gibbons, go ahead and do the same thing. I would like to see if Gibbons opens a can the exact same way with a can opener, by putting it on the side with the can opener almost parallel with the can itself.
You guys know that when I get nervous, my palms get sweaty, right?
Yeah.
Instantly. Riggs, feel my palms.
Why are you nervous?
Yeah,
why?
Oh my God.
I not only grew up with an electric opener, I own an electric opener.
He's never used one.
And when my girlfriend gave me a pair of these manual openers, I looked at them like they were Japanese. I had no idea.
I was kind of hoping you would say that, Gibbon. So how would you open the can with this handheld can opener?
First of all, I feel like I'm discriminated against because I'm a lefty, left-handed, and these are definitely right-handed.
Okay. It can,
Hold on.
They have left-handed ones, yes.
I'm going on the top.
Ha!
And then I'm working my way around the top.
Yeah.
In fairness, he's never used a can opener and he's 30 years old.
I'm going clockwise, but nothing's happening. So let me go counterclockwise.
Okay.
and nothing's happening. What the hell?
I would say, the way that Allie opened it on the side is the way that I've been opening cans my entire life, with the can on the side. And when the top comes off the can, it's got a very sharp edge around it.
Yes.
With the way that Allie had opened it. And that's the way I'd been opening it my entire life. Until I found out you can open it the way that Gibbons opens it.
Hold on, there's something...
Just to make it work. Is it tomato sauce?
Did you cut yourself?
No, I got it open somehow a little bit. There's some tomato sauce that dripped out.
Oh my God, it's everywhere. You cut the side of the can?
That's the way that I learned how to open the can. Here, watch this way. No, well, hand it to me.
Okay.
Hand it to me. Well, look, see the way you opened it, Allie? It's going to have a very sharp edge.
Be careful what you ask for.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much. All right. Now, see the way that you opened it.
Why did you pick tomato sauce when you thought of this?
Because it was hilarious, that's why. Because it's hilarious, that's why. I go, this is going to stain somebody. But the way
you're right, it's gonna stain you. Thanks.
Ah, got him.
He deserved that.
That's fine. But the way that Allie opened it, the lid is super sharp, and you'll cut your finger on it. I kept doing that when I was opening the can that way.
The way I do it?
Yeah.
So what is
the way I was doing? Maybe you didn't, but I was.
My finger, and I think the way Gibbons did it, where it cuts around the under the rim.
Yes, that's the way.
Is more dangerous.
You lock it onto the side like the top. Or you put it on the top, and you lock it in like this.
Okay.
You can't see it. We'll put the video on our social media. And then you twist like you were doing, Gibbons, and that...
Clockwise.
Totally... Wait, who said that way... Which way is the right way to open a can?
Either way works. But I feel like the top way, the way that Gibbons was doing it,
was
this
the wrong
way,
way
to put it on the top. No, it's the right way.
Hold on.
It comes off.
He just got stuff everywhere because of the way he did it. I wouldn't have that.
Look at stuff everywhere
mine.
The other way. It's
okay.
A can.
Didn't look.
Hold on.
No, look at the two. There's nothing coming out of this can. The
no,
lid's on.
Let me open
that
it this way.
That is the stupidest
and that
way
one's
to
leaking.
Open a can.
Now listen.
Oh, it is leaking.
Nobody can even see this, by the way.
Oh, no, they can't.
Like, really?
The way that I've opened them up with the electric one was
is
the way...
on the top.
No,
on the top,
was the
right?
way Allie did it. The way that Allie did it, but with the electric one, it's a magnet, so it pops off and I don't feel it. The way that you did it, Riggs, where the entire around the rim pops off,
it
doesn't
works
seem
much
right.
better last night and the last couple times I've opened cans. And today it totally backfired in my face. Of course it did.
The one time.
I ended up with tomato sauce everywhere with that method you had.
I got tomato sauce all over me now.
I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure Riggs is in direct violation of life's biggest rule.
No. Don't be stupid, you moron.
Don't get your facts off Facebook.
Jesus,
Riggs. Last time I did that.
Stop reading the headlines, Riggs.
Damn it. That's backfired.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, rewind.
The Milwaukee Brewers are offering a pre-sale starting today at 9 a.m. until tomorrow at midnight for Cubs tickets. So Brewers, Cubs tickets, Wisconsin residents can buy them before anybody else. Nobody else can buy them.
They're trying to screw the people that just buy them and sell them or the Chicago people.
Yep.
So we can buy the Cubs tickets for Miller Park before anyone else can if we're a Wisconsin resident.
Absolutely. Yep. Starting at 9 a.m. today at brewers.com. If you're interested in those tickets, you have to have a valid Wisconsin driver's license to purchase them. Therefore, saying you are a Wisconsin resident and a Brewers fan, you're not some fib trying to buy them out and sell them out.
I'm wondering how they're going to verify. You said show your license, but I don't know how you would do that online.
With your address.
Oh, that works.
With your billing address, I would guess, with your credit card.
Because, spoiler alert, I still don't have a Wisconsin ID. I tried to get one. I did try. I'm waiting to get my birth certificate, but I'm a resident, and I have mail that says I'm a resident here, so I'm wondering if that would work.
When did your birth certificate arrive? It takes 2 months in the mail.
It does. No, I swear to God, it's 4 weeks. 4 weeks, 5 weeks.
You literally ordered one.
I swear to God, yes.
Congratulations. Dude, about time, Gibbons.
I had to go through so damn much to get it, but
I
got it.
I had to do it for my kids when I lost theirs.
Pain in the ass.
Isn't that weird? To prove that I'm born. I'm here, I'm existing. Look, is this proof enough?
To prove that to let them know who I was, I showed them a photocopy of the exact birth certificate I'm trying to get. I'm like, I need this.
Yeah.
Here is a copy.
So if you want to go to any of the Brewers-Cubs game, those tickets go on sale today at 9 a.m. Check it out at brewers.com. Wisconsin residents only. Suck on that, Cubs fans. See? Yep.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Oh, boy. We never see this kind of stuff from her, but boy, she must have been a feisty one when she was out having dinner in Nashville because Blake Shelton's ex, Miranda Lambert, threw a salad at a woman after her and her friends got into it with somebody at another table.
Ooh.
I mean, this is a juicy one.
Let me get my tea as you tell the story.
Especially when you don't expect it from someone. You know, if you give me someone who's in jail all the time, whatever, right? They throw a salad. Whoop-de-doo. Like Chris Brown got in a fight. Whoop-de-doo, right?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Miranda Lambert, way more entertaining. So she's at dinner in Nashville, and she's with a friend of hers. And I guess her friend goes to the bathroom, and something happens in the bathroom with this, like, old dude. And so her friend is young and gay, and the other guy's old, and they're in a really nice steakhouse. And something happens in the bathroom where he makes a comment about millennials and their phones.
Oh,
and
God.
Something happened, some interaction where it continued outside. So they're in the restaurant yelling. Miranda Lambert's friend, I can see the video of it on TMZ.
Oh, her
friend,
video?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
And picture. You're in a restaurant, and it's Miranda Lambert.
True.
Videos. So, yeah, so basically they get into it. They're screaming, and you can see the old dude being like, you don't know who I am.
Oh, God, one of
and,
those.
And then finally Miranda had just had it because her friend was involved in this, and Miranda gets up because the guy's wife starts mouthing off at the table.
No.
Miranda Lambert, I guess, got it from the table and started getting into it with him and picked up the woman's salad, the wife's salad, and threw it on her.
Oh, yeah. I was waiting for the salad throwing moment. So yeah. I could be like, I can't believe she wasted her own salad. But
it wasn't
hers.
It was the crazy lady.
Okay.
So it's Miranda Lambert, her young friend,
uh-huh.
the millennial that the guy was making fun of.
Uh-huh.
And then the guy was with his wife, so Miranda dumped her salad. Because I guess the wife jumped in, of course.
And did Miranda immediately sit down at the table afterwards and continue eating her salad? Like nothing happened.
Like nothing happened. Go about the business.
Miranda
yeah.
left. By the time the cops came, they were gone.
Yeah. Oh, man.
So I don't know what the comment was. I don't know if these people knew it was Miranda Lambert, that this guy was friends with her, or she was just, you know, it's Nashville. There's lots of celebs.
Yeah.
They probably just blend in there, like LA a little bit more.
She's spicy. I've met her before. She's got a lot of energy. She's very nice.
It.
And she's got a song called Gunpowder and Lead, which she talks about her abusive relationship, and she's waiting at home for him with a shotgun and a cigarette. So she's got some attitude, man.
She ain't playing around.
She didn't mess around. What's that?
There's one with her and Carrie Underwood, and they're so damn hot.
Yeah, they are.
I don't know if that's the
two of them.
One, but
it's
Miranda
not.
Lambert. And you know, Blake Shelton is way too... He's got way too much personality to be with a vanilla chick.
Of course.
Like, I would picture him with a Miranda Lambert or a Gwen Stefani.
Hell yeah.
So.
Do not mess
edgy.
With Miranda Lambert's
friend. I actually like her more now because she threw a salad at somebody.
She's the
her friends.
She's the friend that you want because, you know, she won't take no ish.
You know what? Intern Jack, go get some salad. I want to try this. Yeah. I'm giving.
Thank you for saying throw salad and not tossing salad, by the way.
I appreciate that. The whole time I was like, don't say it. Don't say it. Only men go there.
What?
Sickos.
God, what? Riggs. Gross. Yeah, sure, me.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind. And now, missed connections.
From Craigslist.
Craigslist. Oh. Sup, girl.
Up. Nothing. I thought that was kind of hot. Nothing for you?
You turned on Givens?
Well, I mean, no.
Sup, Givens.
You feeling the Valentine's Day love?
Hey, yeah. Hey there, guy.
Let's meet in the Target dressing room.
Well, two people were going to hook up on the show. Let's be real. It would be Riggs and Givens.
See? Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
This is a female for a male, and she tells this guy, we had a one-night stand. The sex was horrible, but the conversation was great. Physically, we had zero chemistry, but I feel like we emotionally connected, and I'd love to meet up with you again, but not to do anything physical, just to talk. Furthermore, and on top of that, I left my favorite red bra at your house.
Wait, stop. The guy, I want to come to your house and talk, and like a man's going to be like, yeah, come on, and said no man ever. He doesn't want you to come over and talk.
He's going to expect sex, of course.
You know what he's going to do? He's going to tell you, come on over, let's talk. And he's going to tell all of his friends, dude, I got this chick coming over, and she thinks
she just wants
her
bra. She goes on, she says, I don't make that much money, and I need to retrieve this ASAP.
Bras are expensive.
As you can remember, my breasts are like two large boulders, and you can understand the urgency of me getting my favorite bra back.
Oh, my.
I'm not trying to insult you with how bad the sex was. I'm just being honest. Let me know about my bra.
Go to his house and don't write it on misconnections, you weirdo.
She wants her bra back. She loved it, dude.
Oh, my
Please
God.
Please message me if you read this. I really need to get my favorite red bra back. Thank you. there you go. If you got this chick's bra, either keep it and hold it over her head or mail it back.
Call her because she wants to have a long chat, which is what a dude wants.
Yeah, I want to talk.
Nah, dude.
More, please.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, rewind.
Tonight is for the fellas. If you know what I'm saying, I got a hot day tonight, boys.
Oh, yeah.
Tonight's for the fellas. I did Galentine's Day at the movies with, we saw What Men Want, which was hysterical, with Taraji P. Henson. And Tracy Morgan's got a big part, and Pete Davidson's in it.
Yeah.
Pete Davidson has a really funny part, too. Huh. But tonight, look out, everyone. Oh. I don't have one date. I've got two. That's
damn,
right.
Girl.
I'm taking Owen and Hudson to Disney on Ice.
Your boys. There you go.
Come on. And how funny is it that I had to call my ex-husband and go, hey, do you mind if I take the kids to Disney on Ice on your day? And then you and your wife can go out. And I thought, this is weird. Hold and on. I'm like calling him and being like, yeah, go ahead. I'll
giving
take the kids. Goodbye. Have fun. Yeah.
Allie.
Could you imagine me doing that like 5 years ago? I'd be like, take your woman and shove it.
Can you give me a heads up next time? I just played porn music because I thought you were going to talk about a sexy dude you're going on a date with.
No.
You're talking about
I
your
am
kids.
Talking about sexy dudes I'm going on dates with. Owen and
those are two Valentines that will never break your heart.
Well, that's debatable. Right. They break my heart every day when they tell. The other day, Hudson goes, I lost all my love for you, mommy.
Because I
got mad at him and threw all the food out when he wouldn't stop taking snacks. Anyway, guess where. So we're going to Disney on Ice, but guess what is happening tonight?
What is happening?
It's not just Disney on Ice.
Anything over the top?
Oh, over the top and then some. Aww. Hudson is going to be in the show tonight, you guys.
Are you
Pfizer.
Serious?
No way.
Hudson is going to be in the show, Disney on Ice at the Pfizer. I am officially a stage mom. Hello!
Oh, my God.
I am officially... No, dude, Hudson's 5 and a half. And so here's how it went down.
Yeah.
I decided to take them. And then one of the women from the Pfizer, who works at the Pfizer, reached out to me and said, hey, Allie, we have one spot for a kid to be in the show still. Because they have like this... They have one part of the show where there's kids in it. And I'm like, well, I have one anxiety-ridden kid, and I have one kid that's crazy.
Yeah.
So which one do you want? And so I basically gave her Hudson, my 5 and a half-year-old, who's nuts.
Yes.
Not afraid of being in front of a crowd.
Yeah.
He's just a wild one. Owen's more reserved.
Absolutely.
So they fought about it for a few seconds, who was going to do this, because they have to be buckled in, they have to sit down. I don't even know what he's doing. He's like writing on something.
I don't even know.
Hudson is writing on something during Disney on Ice, I guess. So I told Owen, I go, well, you know, there's going to be like thousands of people there. It's a big arena. And he goes, yeah, I'm not doing that.
I'm out. Hudson, it's all you.
No, thanks.
So passing Hudson's like, I'm in. So tonight, I'm going on a hot date with Owen and Hudson, and Hudson's going to be in the show. So I can't wait to report to you. Like, because you, Hudson's the kid that will like take his belt off, jump off out of the thing, and run on the ice.
Yeah.
Like, he's the guy in college that'll run across the field naked, you know? Yeah. Like, he's that guy.
Didn't you say they get to meet the characters as well? Like,
oh, there is a meet and greet. They're going to meet Mickey and Minnie. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's so good.
Yeah. But Hudson wants to see Toy Story. That's what he's like.
That's
he wants
right.
to see Woody and Buzz.
Absolutely.
Hudson even said, do we get to meet Woody and Buzz? I go, you can't say that.
When Come
you get
on,
to
man.
Meet, you just be thankful.
Be thankful you get to meet Mickey and Minnie. They're the stars of the show. The CEO.
The kids would kill for this.
Am I the
spoiled
only
brat?
One?
They think it's normal that their mom takes them to Disney on Ice. They think that's this is
they are.
Think it's normal.
Well, dude, you're Allie from the Kiss FM from Kiss. Of course they're going to think that.
But
mom
it's
can
not
get me
normal.
Tickets to everything.
No, it's not.
There's finally...
They brag to their friends. Yes.
These happen quite often. This is a moment where I'm like, all right, Allie has graduated from being the world's okayest mom. And then something happens at the event that makes you go, you know what?
Yes.
She's still world's okayest mom.
I told you, he's going to jump out of the ride. Like he's going to do something he's not supposed to
do.
It's going to be on the news, and it's going to be amazing.
And it's going to be Allie's kid's first arrest at 5 and a half.
And then I'm going to get an email from the Pfizer saying, don't come to any more of our events.
You're
going to
get 86.
I'm
going to
get 86 in the new arena the first year it was built. This might be a goal.
And because
that would be amazing.
And because it's something terrible, the news is going to be like, Allie Faith, morning show host at Kiss FM, and give your entire
publicity.
Resume, everything.
Oh,
I want to get a wig. I want to get banned and get a wig and try to sneak back in. This will be so much fun.
But you know, you're going to have a wig, but you're still going to have your voice, and there's no hiding that ish. Come on, dude.
I'll talk like this.
Oh, God, no.
Hey. Even worse, man.
Oh, dear
what about
God.
Do I sound the same as normal?
God.
I sound exactly
Hell
the same, don't I?
Oh, my God.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time,
Rewind.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
You got a hell to the no?
Perfect. Hell to the no.
it's time for it this morning. And by the way, Mariah Carey, Ariana Grande tickets, those are coming up in like 8 minutes or so on Kiss,
yeah.
Kiss FM. 799-1037. Do you have a Hell to the No?
I do. So I already bought our Disney on Ice tickets for me and my son. And yesterday, I'm driving my kindergarten home from school, and I say, hey, are you excited? We're going to Disney on Ice on Saturday. He says, no, that's too far away, and I already went last year.
Oh, dude!
Those little punks are so spoiled, aren't they?
They are.
Come on, man.
Oh, man.
Like, I've already seen it before. Like, it's going to be... No, tell him it's a completely different show, and Woody and Buzz are going to be different this time. And if he doesn't go, he's going to miss out.
I told him it's different, and he's like, no, I already know. I'm like, no, we're going, so...
That's hysterical.
You can tell him you're going to give the tickets to somebody else. Does he have a brother or sister, somebody you can take in his place?
I should tell him I'll take his little cousin, Cullen.
Hey, yes. If he doesn't want to go, you can take me. I'll go see Disney on Ice. Right? Hell yeah.
It's like some grown-ups that would rather go.
Look, if you don't want to go, I'll find someone that wants the tickets.
Mm. I had to bribe him with an $11 slushie.
Oh, my God.
$11.
The crap we do to our kids, and then we wonder why they're spoiled. Mm-hmm.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
I just want to know where people are getting $11 slushies. And are they really good?
Yeah.
I want an $11 slushie now.
That sounds like the big one.
Right, Jess?
The big gulp times four.
Yeah, seriously.
Has a Hell to the No, text it into 71037. When your five-month-old has a huge blowout as you're trying to leave for work.
Oh.
Dude, blowouts with babies. Yeah. Every mom can relate to that. They suck.
Oh, yeah. When you have a rental truck to move to Florida, and you only have it for 2 days, and your lease is up next Tuesday, so now you can't move. When you give... Another text is 71037. When you give the flowers that were delivered to the wrong person and have to take them back.
Oh, no!
That's even more awkward. You're like, oh, thank you. No, I'm sorry, those aren't for you. That's like what Steve Harvey did at Miss Universe or whatever the hell it was.
Another text is 71037. When you wake up on Valentine's Day with your period, woman problems.
Oh!
She was planning on getting action tonight.
Apparently not.
There's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. 799-1037. We got another call for Hell to the No. Good morning.
Oh, yeah. So, yesterday at work.
Yes.
Right, there was one of my coworkers was letting down one of the engine undershields under a car.
Yeah.
And a possum fell out.
A possum fell out.
Oh, my God.
Gross.
Was it dead or was it playing dead? Because I've learned my lesson on that.
Alive.
Oh, it was alive.
Oh, my God.
A live possum crawling out of the car.
I would really freak then, dude. Yep.
Oh, jeez Louise.
That would freak me out.
Thank
you for calling.
I don't even...
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, rewind.
Even if you have just gotten out of bed, he can get inside of your head. Gibbons the Great will not dilly-dally. Not here he is with Riggs and Allie.
Oh. Gibbons the Great walks into the studio, season 7, with only 2 wins so far, but 0 defeats. Has not been beaten yet.
Mm-hmm.
You think you can stump him? 799-1037. You think of someone famous, and he can guess with only yes or no questions. Come on in the studio, dude.
Hey, what's going on over here? You got me out there. Now I'm in here. I'm all over the place.
We got a friend Dana on the phone from Racine. She's going to try to stump you this morning. Dana, you ready to roll?
Yes.
All right, let's go. Gibbons the Great versus Dana.
All right, Dana, much like yourself, is there a woman on your mind?
Yes.
Could this be somebody who is older than 20 years old?
Yes.
Does this person have children?
Yes.
On your brain, could there possibly be somebody from a television show?
No.
You think it is someone maybe who has recorded any albums before?
No.
Does the person on your mind live in the United States of America?
Yes.
Maybe you're thinking of a black person?
No.
Is this somebody who's known for playing in movies?
Yes.
You got the blonde-haired person on your brain currently?
No.
Maybe this person's associated or close to Mr. Brad Pitt?
Yes.
Also, maybe someone who's close to Angelina Jolie?
No.
Has the person on your mind ever been in anything with Richard Gere, the actor?
Yes.
Could you be thinking of someone who has a horse named Jeffrey?
I don't think so.
All right, hold on, me got it here. Let me clear up my crystal ball really quickly. You got a pretty woman on your mind because you're thinking of Julia Roberts.
Yes.
Does she have a horse named Jeffrey?
Me got a horse with no name. I don't know what you got there.
When you Google Julia Roberts' horse, there's a bunch of pictures of her riding horses, so I'm assuming, maybe. I was just watching Erin Brockovich the other day and revisiting that movie. How amazing it is.
I love that movie because she saves all these people's lives and it's a true story. The true story part is what's so amazing.
Mm-hmm. I love the part when she goes, you don't know all these cases. And she goes, what do you want to know? She just answers the phone numbers, like rattles them off.
If you haven't seen Erin Brockovich, watch it. She uncovers a scandal where the water company's poisoning people in California and it's amazing.
Really good.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for playing with Gibbons the Great this morning, Dana. Julia
Thank
Roberts,
you.
Good poll.
Thanks.
You think you can stop it? We play every morning around 8:20 on 103.7 KISS FM.
Riggs and Alley.
It's Riggs and Alley.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Alley Rewind.
103.7 KISS FM. It's Riggs and Alley.
Dude, do you ever have the significant other who just ruins Valentine's Day? Not once, but twice for you. You ever had that happen to you?
No, I have not, Gibbons. No, I have not.
Twice, because it happened to me. Damn it, I'm mad.
Okay. Pray tell how your girlfriend ruined Valentine's Day.
Okay, this story starts around Christmas time. Right around Christmas time, it was announced that Kim Kardashian's new perfume, Crystal Gardenia, was going to be available at Ulta, right? So I go out to Ulta because I want to get it for my girlfriend because she mentioned it, which means she wants it, right?
Yeah.
So around Christmas time, I go to Ulta and it's sold out. And I go like once a week, every week from the day it's announced until Christmas time.
Yeah.
And they're like, dude, listen, it's probably not going to be here till like around Valentine's Day. So come back around.
I was going to say, did you just ask them when they're getting a new shipment, right?
So I stash that memory and I'm like, all right. Valentine's Day, I'm getting my Boo Bear, her perfume, and I can't wait because I'm so excited, right?
Boo Bear.
So, last Saturday, my girlfriend goes, hey, I'm going to run to Ulta real quick. I need to get some shampoo and conditioner.
Stop.
Ulta. And
you
I go,
snooze, you lose, Gibbons.
Hold on, I know where he's going. I think, go ahead.
I go, I don't need shampoo and conditioner. She goes, oh, you do, we're all out. I'm like, you can go to Walmart and get some $5 stuff for me. You don't have to spend money. No, no, I want you to have the good stuff. I go, no, listen.
You don't have any hair. I mean, you have hair, but you're a dude. Why do you need expensive? Dudes don't get expensive shampoo, do they?
I just.
Do they? Oh, God, our intern Jack with the full head of hair is like, I get good shampoo.
He keeps that mane under control, man.
He's got a mane, a hell of a mane.
He does have a great mane, yeah.
So I try everything in my power to not have my girlfriend go to Ulta. And she goes, all right, I'm going. So the minute she leaves, I go, okay. The minute she gets home, I'm going to Ulta and I'm going to buy the perfume. Because she's not going to go buy it for herself a week before Valentine's Day. Certainly not.
Right, because she only told you about it for like 4 months now.
I
so why would she
get it and they told me Valentine's Day?
Not her fault.
Okay. So then my girlfriend comes home. I swear to God. Before she can even say hello to me, she says, look what I got, and pulls out the Kim Kardashian Crystal Gardenia perfume. And I'm so pissed in the moment, I go, damn it! You ruined Valentine's Day! And I walk out in great haste. And I go to...
instead of letting her enjoy it, he has to go, screw you, I was going to buy that for you.
And I go to Ulta anyway. And I FaceTime, right? I FaceTime her and I go, I just want you to know, when you got home, I was going to go to Ulta and buy this.
She's probably like, lies.
But you already have it, because you've ruined Valentine's Day! And then I get home and I'm like, okay. She ruined the gift. But she's not going to ruin the occasion. I'm going to tell her about my plans for us for Valentine's Day, and she's going to love it.
You can't stop. You have to share with her. You can't just let a surprise be a surprise.
Oh, no, because
you're that guy.
I always surprise her. And she was like, I was like, do you want to know what we're doing? And she goes, yeah, I want to know what we're doing. I'm not going to tell you. Well, just tell me. So then I tell her, all right, we're going to go out to a nice dinner. And then we're going to go, you know how we talked about Nine Below mini golf? And my girlfriend goes, yeah, as I'm discussing Valentine's Day plans. I go, I got us reservations at the mini golf place, Nine Below, below ground. And then we're going to end the night with a midnight comedy show. And I'm selling it. Because I'm so happy, but I'm trying to hide the fact that I'm still mad about the perfume.
Yeah.
And you know what her response is?
What?
Oh, that'll be fun. And she hates it. I can tell that she hates it. So now she's already bought herself the gift I was going to get her. She hates the night I have planned.
Not her fault.
She has ruined Valentine's Day. Not once, but twice.
You know who ruined it?
You did for yourself.
Because you're all about making your... This is the gift-giving thing where we talked about the other day. Where are you giving it for them or yourself? Because you were so excited to give it to her. You were. Not you were.
Yeah.
You were excited to see her reaction. And when she took that from you, you were like, I'm going to get this reaction I set myself up for, damn it. And now I'm going to tell her about this amazing night I planned. And then when she doesn't like that again, you're mad at her. because she didn't like your gift. Now, are you with me here?
This wasn't for Valentine's Day, but I can empathize with Gibbons in how it's upsetting when you want to get something for your significant other they've been hinting at, mm-hmm. and then you're getting ready to get it, and they buy that for themselves. My wife does that all the time around the holidays. She'll be like, oh, I want this burgundy coat. This burgundy coat is so cute.
That happened when I was married. He'd be like, stop buying everything for yourself, and I'd be like, why? I can buy whatever the hell I want.
Well, you can, but around Christmas, use discretion, because then I would go to buy the coat for her, and it would show up in the mail, and she was like, look, the burgundy coat. I'm like, what the hell?
The funniest part of the story is Gibbons is claiming he looked for it for months, and his girlfriend walked in there randomly one day and got the perfume she wanted before he could buy it. Valentine's Day,
which is when they told me. Now,
well, maybe you snooze, you lose, Gibbons.
Riggs, you know what I hate?
What's that, Gibbons?
More than my girlfriend ruining Valentine's Day, not once, but twice. Stop saying that, Gibbons. You know what I hate more than that, Riggs?
What's that, Gibbons?
When Allie is right, she's dead on, she's spot on.
You're mad she didn't like you, the gift you got.
You're right!
Like, what's... Leave her alone, dude.
At least have solace in the fact that you bought her something she actually wanted. You were going to get her something she wanted.
That's true.
Damn it.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie. Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. Happy Valentine's Day. Unless you don't celebrate Valentine's Day, then happy Thursday.
I said at the beginning of the show, I feel like that my issue with Valentine's Day is it's like everyone's forced to celebrate it, even if you're single. So it's like Mother's Day is just Mother's.
Yeah.
Right?
Father's Day is just Father's.
So Valentine's Day should be for people that want to celebrate their love or what the hell ever. And then there shouldn't be all this pressure on the whole world.
Oh, there's pressure.
It should be exclusive. And yet it's... What are you doing for Valentine's Day? Nothing. I'm single.
Okay?
So why are you asking me?
What are you doing for Valentine's Day? Nothing. It's Thursday. I'm going to work. Shut up.
Like, come on, you know?
Hold on.
Yeah.
We're doing what we learned on the show today, right? Yeah. Okay. Well, I would like to go first because...
Sure. Go ahead, Gibbons.
Allie's a liar.
Why?
What are you doing for Valentine's Day? And she says nothing when she said earlier on in the show...
I'm buying into that society crap.
You got a hot date tonight.
Not one, but
two dudes.
I do have two dudes tonight.
Just so happens
Owen and Hudson. Yeah. Taking him to Disney on Ice, baby.
Bro, you sold it so well that I was like, oh my God, she's got a new man and didn't tell us about it. She's waiting until Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day would not be the day I'd announce it, let me tell you. That's like getting engaged on Valentine's Day. By the way, every dude driving around with a ring in his pocket right now, his heart's melting because I just said that sucked.
It does.
There's men driving around
I'll back you on that.
Ready to propose.
If you're popping the question on Valentine's Day, that's stupid.
Unless it's like your anniversary or something.
Yes. That's like proposing on Christmas or anything.
Oh my God, you know how many people are listening that got engaged on Christmas too? We're probably crushing everyone's dreams right now.
I don't care. It's unoriginal. Come on, pick a different day.
Gibbons, are you proposing tonight?
Huh? He's shifting his eyes.
I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
No, he's not.
What'd you learn?
You know what I learned on the show this morning about Gibbons?
What's that?
That he talked himself into thinking that his girlfriend ruined Valentine's Day because she didn't like the gift that he got her, which somehow makes her ruining Valentine's Day. I don't get it either. I don't understand.
Got the gift I wanted to get for her a week, but 5 days before Valentine's Day.
Are you sure about that? You want to keep walking back how much?
So if she had gotten it, why hadn't you gotten it if you knew exactly what you wanted for months, I wonder? How did she get the gift before you?
The Kim Kardashian Crystal Gardenia perfume that's available at Ulta. It got released right around Christmas. Yeah. It sold out immediately. I went to Ulta and they said, come back around Valentine's Day, which is what I had planned on doing.
But he didn't. His girlfriend went first.
She went first.
Plus, Gardner.
And then
it was her fault. She ruined it.
And then I told her what I had planned for our Valentine's Day, and she went, oh, that sounds nice.
She didn't like the mini golfing inside in the comedy show.
No.
Wait a second. Rewind. What's the perfume called again, real quick? Hold on.
It was Kim Kardashian.
Crystal Gardenia perfume.
Isn't that the stuff you put on Italian beef sandwiches, Gardenia? That stuff, like the relish? Is it the same thing, or am I thinking of something else?
No, I'm not even going to look at it.
But you know what? I just realized something that I had realized earlier when you told the story, Gibbons.
Yeah?
You're taking your chick golfing into a comedy show. Now, she's like a dude or what? It sounds like a dude date, doesn't
it? These are two activities that we have specifically talked about doing.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
We got to do it. When are we going to do it? Let's do it. And then now we're doing it. Now that it's planned and everything, she's like, oh, that's great.
Maybe she wanted you to do it not on Valentine's Day.
Maybe she has something else planned for you. And she was. That's rich.
Maybe she's proposing. She's got the ring in her pocket.
Oh, dear. You imagine? God. Allie, what did you learn on the show this morning?
What did I learn? Riggs, what did you complain about this morning? Oh, yeah, the cans. Riggs made us open a can with like a manual can opener to see if we were doing it right. And then he argued with me that I was doing it wrong when really him and Givens were doing it wrong.
Yeah, I thought I was. I found a new and innovative way to do it, but I was wrong.
You made a mess with tomato sauce everywhere.
I did,
He yelled at you that you were doing it wrong while the thing you opened wasn't leaking, and the thing that he and I had opened was leaking all over
everywhere.
The freaking place.
Yeah, I'll say I was wrong. There you go.
If you want to see us doing the can opener thing, it's on our Instagram.
Yep. Go check it out. 1037 Kiss FM on Instagram. You can follow us there.
Yes.
If you go to 1037kissfm.com, you can keep up with the show and listen to the show on demand at 1037kissfm.com.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.